أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections. Today, as we continue in this blessed month of Ramadan on the 8th day, we turn our focus to yet another verse of the Noble Quran regarding the status of a man who literally sells his soul for the pleasure of his creator and for no other reason than that. In today's reflection, we turn to Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 207 where we see that Allah says the following: "And among men is he who sells himself to seek the pleasure of Allah. And Allah is all affectionate to the servants." Now this verse reflects on the profound concept of self-sacrifice and devotion to seeking the pleasure of Allah. It portrays an individual who willingly devoted himself entirely to Allah's cause, prioritizing his pleasure, that is Allah's pleasure, above all else. This verse resonates deeply with the character and life of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, whose unwavering commitment to serving Allah exemplified the epitome of selflessness and devotion. However, before we can understand how this verse came to be revealed about Imam Ali, peace be upon him, let's take a step back and review the history of its revelation through the eyes of Al-Tha'labi, a famous Sunni commentator of the Quran. He states that when the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, decided to migrate to Medina, the Prophet entrusted Imam Ali, peace be upon him, with the responsibility of fulfilling his debts and delivering the items which were entrusted to the Prophet, because he was, after all, As-Sadiq and Al-Amin, the truthful and trustworthy. One night, as the Prophet intended to leave for the cave of Thor, while the polytheists surrounded his house to attack him, he instructed Ali to sleep in his bed and cover himself with a green garment known as the Burda of Hadrami. Specifically, this is one covering which the Prophet would always use to cover himself. And at that moment, while sleeping in the bed of the Prophet, with the final messenger en route to Medina, Allah speaks to the angels Jibra'il and Mikael, saying, what does Allah say to the angels? He says, "I've created brotherhood among the two of you and extended the life of one of you over the other. Which one of you is willing to sacrifice himself and prioritize the life of the other one?" None of them volunteered. They were then instructed by Allah. "Now," Allah said, "Ali is lying in the Prophet's bed, prepared to sacrifice his life for the Prophet. You both go to earth and you be his guardian." They come down to earth. Jibrail sat at the head of Imam Ali and Mikael at his feet. And Jibrail exclaims, "Bravo, Ali! By you, Allah is confounding the angels. We're confused. We have no idea what's going on." At that moment, the above verse that I mentioned was revealed. And for this reason, that night is called the night of shelter, Laylatul Mabit. Now, although this verse, as mentioned in the circumstances of revelation that I've just gone through from a non-Shia historian and writer, is related to the incident of the Prophet's migration, Ali's sacrifice and his sleeping in the Prophet's bed, like other verses of the Quran, it has a general and a comprehensive meaning and context and content. The person that this verse talks about at a general level deals with Allah and as somebody who sells everything they have, even their own lives, to Allah. And nothing is valuable to them except his satisfaction and approval. It's through this general sacrifice and altruism that religion and the world remain intact. That which is upright stays alive and sustainable, and human life becomes meaningful, and through which the tree of Islam bears its fruits. You know, if we look at it from another light, however, we know that in any business dealing, there are always four things at play. There's the buyer, the seller, the commodity being sold, and the price. In this business deal, under review in this verse, we see the same thing as we focus in on the specific meaning. The seller is Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon them both. The buyer is none other than the Creator, Allah. The commodity is the life. And fourth, the price of that transaction is the satisfaction, the pleasure of Allah. Now, in other cases in the Quran and elsewhere, we see that the price of such transactions is mentioned as eternal paradise, salvation from hell. So as an example, just to give you a brief example from the Quran, in chapter 9, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 111, Allah says, "Indeed, Allah has bought from the believers their selves and wealth because paradise is for them. They fight in Allah's cause and they kill or are killed. This is a promise with which Allah has bound Himself in the Torah and in the Gospel and in the Quran. Who could be more faithful to His covenant than Allah? So, O believers, glad tidings to you because of the bargain you have made with Him. That indeed is a supreme triumph. However, going back to the verse under review for today, this verse shows us the price of the commodity is paradise. However, in the verse under review, Allah is showing the Muslim nation and humanity that when it comes to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, he cannot be bought. Even something as treasured as paradise is worth nothing to Imam Ali, peace be upon him. You need to give Imam Ali something worth much more for him to consider and offer. What can you entice a man like Imam Ali with? Gold, power, caliphate? No. If you want to tempt Imam Ali, you cannot do so with paradise or its pleasures, or this world and its authority and power. Rather, as the Quran itself attests to, the only thing which Allah found that He could entice Imam Ali with is the pleasure and contentment of Allah. Subhanallah. Glory be to God for Imam Ali. This is literally, brothers and sisters, the deal of the century. Rather, this is the deal of eternity. And the only one that was worthy of signing such a deal, of putting his name on that contract, was our first Imam and the rightful Caliph of the Muslim Ummah after the Prophet, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon both of them, for eternity. Moving on, and I want to conclude very soon, when we study the entire life of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, from his birth in the house of Allah to his martyrdom in the house of Allah, we see his self-sacrifice and dedication to seeking the pleasure of Allah. Throughout his life, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, demonstrated unparalleled courage, integrity, and selflessness in his service to Islam and the Muslim community and his defense of the Prophet. He willingly sacrificed his own comfort, safety, and desires for the sake of upholding justice, promoting righteousness, and serving the needs of others. Imam Ali alayhi salam, his devotion to Allah, the pleasure that he sought in pleasing Allah and devoted to Allah, it was evident in every aspect of his life, earning him the title of Asadullah, the Lion of Allah, one who would continuously be on the attack in the battlefield and would never think of turning his back or running away from the enemy. In essence, brothers and sisters, the verse under review for today, it encapsulates the essence of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his exemplary life, highlighting his unwavering commitment to seeking the pleasure of Allah through selfless devotion and sacrifice. Even when that meant that he had to put his life on the line for the Prophet, he was ready to do so. Now, although the name of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is not directly mentioned in the Noble Quran, nor in the verse that we are reviewing today, that's where, again, the hadith come into play. Given that the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, given that they are the rightful interpreters of the Quran, we must go to their door of guidance and see how they explain the verses of the Quran. In looking at the verse under review for today, we come across the following narration which adds much more clarity to this verse, and it states the following. It's been narrated in a hadith from Ali ibn al-Husayn, peace be upon both of them, who said, "The first person who offered himself for the sake of Allah was Ali ibn Abi Talib. The polytheists were seeking the Messenger of Allah, prayers of Allah be upon him and his family. So he," meaning the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, "left his bed, accompanied by Abu Bakr, and Ali lay down on the bed of the Messenger of Allah. When the polytheists came, they found Ali, but they did not find the Messenger of Allah, may Allah bless him and his family." Let us now come to some practical tips from the topic of today for our Ramadan reflections, as well as a closing remark, a closing reflection, and a final thought to end this blessed, beautiful day of the month of Ramadan, where we remember Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Point number one is astonishing with actions. While words may captivate, it's actions that truly astound. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, his readiness to sacrifice himself for the Prophet of Islam exemplifies this principle. The Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, his life was in danger. And Imam Ali, peace be upon him, fearlessly slept in his bed, willing to face certain death to protect the Prophet and to protect Islam. Point number two is keeping sacrifice alive. Remembering those who sacrifice themselves is crucial. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his willingness to give up his life for the Prophet, may Allah bless him and his family, and the safety of the Prophet should never be forgotten. While others hesitated in fear during the migration, trembling in a cave, even though they were in close physical proximity to the blessed Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, Imam Ali alayhi salam had a peaceful sleep in the Prophet's bed, not worried about anything. And this demonstrated his unparalleled devotion and sacrifice to religion. Point number three is selling the soul for satisfaction. The greatest profit lies in selling one's soul to please the Creator. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, his selfless devotion solely to earn Allah's satisfaction is a hallmark of his true faith. His willingness to sacrifice everything, not for worldly rewards, but for the pleasure of Allah, exemplifies the highest level of piety and dedication. As a closing reflection, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his legacy of sacrifice, devotion, and unwavering faith continues to inspire millions around the world. His actions remind us of the profound impact one individual can have through selflessness and dedication to Allah's cause. And we leave you all with a final thought as we conclude this blessed day of the month of Ramadan and Ramadan reflections, which is that as we reflect on Imam Ali's life, his remarkable life, I should say, and legacy, let us strive to embody his values of sacrifice, devotion, and unwavering faith in our own lives. May his example inspire us to prioritize pleasing our Creator above all else, even in the face of danger and adversity. Until tomorrow and another day of Ramadan and our Ramadan reflections, we leave you with the words of peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.